Hello, this is Pastor Foot from Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day. So I have a confession. I play computer bridge from time to time. Now, it's an application. It's not an online relationship with other players who are real. They're just programs. And I play it enough to know that one of the characters who is an algorithm is named Jennifer by the app. And Jennifer, among all the players that are on the app, is probably the least skilled, the one who takes risks that sometimes lead me thinking, what was she thinking? But because Jennifer is just a program and not a real person, she never answers the question, nor does she speak at all. So I don't really know what she was thinking when she makes these outrageous bids and plays. But another part of that story is that the name Jennifer has special meaning to me because that's my daughter's name. My oldest daughter, who has now been sainted 15 years, was a child who was also nonverbal. And because she was nonverbal, sometimes I would think to myself, I wonder what she's thinking. Well, there's a story in the Bible that question, what was she thinking, becomes quite prominent. It's in Genesis 18. It's the final promise that God makes to Abraham, overheard by Sarah, that they would have a child. Now, a quick history lesson about the promise given to Abraham and to Sarah. The promise of offspring was generically made to Abraham in chapter 12, repeated again in chapter 15, and both times Abraham believes God's promise that he and Sarah would one day have a child. Now, at that time, Abraham is 75 and his wife is 65, so it would still be a bit of a wonder. Later on, we find out it became truly a miracle. And in Genesis 16, Sarah comes up with a bad plan. It's now been about 11 years since the original promise, and no child has come, and so she offers up her maid as a substitute, a surrogate mother. That maid does become pregnant. It was not God's plan. It was a bad idea from the start, and of course it made Sarah bitter and angry. But God had not given up on Sarah. So we get to Genesis 17. In Genesis 17, now Abraham is 99 years old, and he has no child, nor has Sarah a child through Sarah. And so when God makes the promise once again, now Abraham himself laughs. And then when we get to Genesis 18, we find an interesting verse. Genesis 18:10 says that when Sarah overheard the promise made once more that they would have a child in a year, that she laughed in her heart, in her thoughts. She didn't laugh out loud like Abraham did. She laughed in her heart. And so when we ask ourselves the question, what was she thinking? We know exactly what she was thinking because Scripture tells us that. And then God calls out Sarah along with Abraham and said, Abraham, why did she laugh? Well, Abraham never heard the laugh, but God heard what was in her heart. It's an interesting passage. It's a reminder that God really is omniscient. He knows what goes on in our head, in our hearts. And that can be very scary and intimidating. That was one reason why the original flood came. If you read Genesis 6:5, it says, every thought of man's heart was evil continually. And when Peter caught the fantastic catch of fish in Luke 5, God knew exactly where those fish were. And Peter said, get away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. But when Sarah was called up by God, she made the mistake of actually denying it. She said in Genesis 18:15, I did not laugh. Now, that's a big mistake because she is underestimating God's grace, God's love, and God's call for us to be honest and transparent about even what we are thinking. 1 John says that if we are faithful and we confess our sins, God is faithful and will forgive our sins. But if we lie about our sins, we make God a liar. And so one of the lessons of this story is to be transparent. Confess your sins to one another. And remember who you are. So my daughter, of course, was my daughter. But every Christian is a child of God by their baptismal adoption and the gift of faith. So remember, God came to save us, not to judge us. This is Pastor Foot, your radio pastor for the day.